Well, it's always good to have today's guests back in the KETR studios. This duo moved to the Winnsboro area back in 2001 and purchased some land in the Piney Woods, which they dubbed Spring Hollow Organic Song Farm, where they continue to cultivate original songs by hand. They just spent much of their summer playing all around the nation as official Texas touring artists for the Texas Commission on the Arts, a badge that these two are proud to don through 2018. We're going to talk about that. And they just celebrated 15 years of organic song farming, and their latest crowd-funded album, Simpatico, is out now. It's great to welcome back to Notably Texan, Lynn Adler and Lindy Hearn, also known as Adler and Hearn. Great to see you two. Thanks for coming back to KETR.
Wow, thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you. Good to be back with you.
Covered all our bases for us.
Yeah, you have nothing
really
left
nice
to talk about. Sorry. I stole all your thunder there, so my apologies.
Okay. Let's go to lunch now.
Yeah, exactly. Easiest interview you've ever done. Well, we last visited several years ago here on KETR, and I know that you two always stay busy touring and writing some new stuff. First off, tell me a little bit about this thing that I mentioned, this Texas Commission on the Arts backing that you received, because that's kind of interesting. I haven't heard other artists talking about that.
Well, thank you. It's just a wonderful thing to be a part of. We're so proud of our state for having a Texas Commission on the Arts and creating an official Texas touring roster. It's kind of a rigorous application process that you go through as an artist. You can be a musical artist like us, or you can be a storyteller or a dance troupe, all sorts of things that are arts-related, performance-related. You can apply to the Texas Commission on the Arts to be on this roster, and we were accepted on, and then our term on the roster was extended, as you said, through 18. And what this enables us to do as artists in the state is kind of raise the bar on what we're able to earn, for one thing.
Okay.
And also, if you happen to be a Texas municipality or a not-for-profit organization, a public school or library, you can apply to the TCA for what they call performance support dollars.
I see.
And you can get subsidized for hiring Adler and Hearn to come perform for your event.
Oh, wow. Okay. So basically, it's a way that that encourages people to, in essence, book you who are touring on behalf of this commission, and then whoever's paying you guys to do this can, in essence, get a little bit of that covered.
Can get some help. It's especially helpful in more underserved areas or rural areas. Last year, we had the privilege of being a part of the spring rural tours, and we played in 6 different rural communities in East Texas.
Oh, wow.
And brought concerts to those communities. So.
That's neat. So yeah, I imagine, has that taken you to places that maybe you had never played before?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We've been playing a lot of historic Texas theaters. And
oh, cool.
That's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that some of your favorite places to perform are places like that, you know, churches or historic places.
Well, we've been touring nationwide for a number of years now. This enables us to focus our energies on our own backyard.
Yeah.
Texas is a big backyard.
No kidding. So. No kidding. Yeah. And as I said, you two are certainly not limited to the Lone Star State, because you have been out there touring all around the nation here recently, haven't you?
Yeah, we just got back.
We like to go to Maine when it's real hot here.
Yeah, good idea.
So we were up in northern Michigan and all over New England for a little over 7 weeks.
Was it hard to come back to Texas, or was it easy?
No.
We might have come back a month early.
Yeah.
It's always just so much fun to hit the road, and it's always a joy to come home to East Texas.
I have no doubt about that, because you've got such a wonderful place that I've never been to, but I feel like I know your land out there, because you post so many pictures of it, and it's on all of your album covers and the like. Even though I have never been to is it Goolsby's Pool, or did I miss that? Okay, I feel like it's a familiar place to me, because you guys post so many photos of it, and it's beautiful land.
Thank you. Lindy is a wonderful photographer. He does especially wonderful job at posting awesome images of our corner of the world out there. But what really makes it so special to come home to is the town of Winnsboro.
Yeah,
just some wonderful folks there, and we've just been so blessed to be a part of that community for so many years now, and just lots of camaraderie, and just always something exciting happening in our town. And
well, speaking of excitement, and you know, this has nothing to do with your music careers or anything, but I know y'all had some excitement with some flooding this year. Apparently, with all the rains that we had, was that this year where you had too much water from Goolsby's Pool?
Our last little flood was December 27th. We had a few inches in our cabin, And since then, we've done some work on our spillway, and it's we think it's all fixed now. We don't think we're going to have any more floods. But
thanks to the help of friends in our town, we were able to make that happen.
6 years ago, we had the big flood, which we had 3 to 4 feet of water in our cabin.
Wow. Yeah,
we lost a lot then.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But
thank you.
But we got some songs out of it.
Well, it's always got to look for the positive.
It always comes down to that.
Yeah, really. Well, I'm talking with Adler and Hearn today on 88.9 KETR, if you're just joining us, and hoping to talk to these two throughout the hour here. We're going to listen to some music of theirs. They've got a new album out called Simpatico. We're going to spin some cuts from that in just a little bit. We've talked about this before, but because it's been so long since I've had you in, I thought it was kind of interesting to recap how your professional music paths ended up crossing originally in Nashville, because you each started out with your solo efforts, but it, as fate would have it, your paths crossed in Nashville. Is that what happened many years ago?
Yes, in 79.
We met at a mutual friend's house, and we've been friends ever since, and then we became more than friends.
So we're old friends who ended up together. It's been a very special journey.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's just the paths that life will lead you down. It's amazing how that happens, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, these days, how do you classify your music? Because everybody, even though I know you're in some cases unclassifiable, you kind of have to do that to necessary evil.
That's a good question. We get that a lot, and I think we just call our music Texas folk.
There you go.
That covers a lot of ground.
It really does.
When we made our last record, the one before this new one that's just out, the one that's called Second Nature, which was produced by Lloyd Maines, Lloyd really told us he thought that's what we should call what we do. We were wondering the same thing, you know, out loud with him one day. And he said, I think you're Texas folk. I mean, you're just, you know.
That makes sense to me. And, you know, folk is kind of one of these all-encompassing words. I've noticed that people, now there's, you know, kind of traditional folk sounds, which I think most of your music falls into. But I've had some other artists who I would never have classified as folk who have just said, oh, well, I don't fit into any other genres, so we're just going to go with folk, because it's kind of like the all the rest category for music that sometimes, in fact, I had somebody joke at one time that folk is the stuff that that music that sometimes it's harder to get people to buy, if you will, because it doesn't fit into that country and Western genre, you know what I mean?
True.
And you guys don't get the attention that you deserve from these stations that that are commercial, because they think, well, you're not country or Western, so you don't fit into our format here.
Yeah.
So I do think that it's kind of an all-encompassing genre, folk.
Right.
But I would agree that you Texas folk is a great description of your music. Go ahead.
I was just going to say this on this new record, Simpatico. We recorded 24 songs, as you know, it's a double CD, and because we have in our touring, every Sunday morning we play in churches of all different denominations and descriptions.
Okay.
So spiritual songs have come naturally to us as songwriters, and this folk music, by the way, is I guess you'd say new folk. It's not traditional folk that we are singing. It's original songs that we've written.
Yeah.
So we decided, because we just have seen evidence and heard the stories of other people who have been touched, helped, lifted up, whatever, by some of the more spiritual things that we've included in our repertoire, especially on Sunday mornings, that we really needed to have that music available. And so we decided to make one disc folk and one disc spirit.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, I noticed.
That's what Simpatico is all about. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I know that you both have roots in Christian music, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit later today. But speaking of music, I was just kind of curious to know, with all the time that you two spend on the road and whatnot, what sorts of music do Adler and Hearn listen to when you're when you're at home or on the road? Or do you even listen to music?
All over
the
map.
Oh yeah, we listen to old classic jazz and. And we listen to everything from Johnny Cash to John Prine.
Nice.
Classical. We love the Gregorian chant music.
Oh, wow.
we love to flip on that. What is it, WWOZ? We were just down in New Orleans and listen to them online.
I love blues.
You
can't really pin us down when it comes to what we love to listen to. Brazilian music.
Nice.
Antonio Carlos Jobim, we love. Brazil 66 vibe.
So you guys are probably a regular, you know, public radio listeners when you're going around the country,
absolutely.
Then, because these are the places you find this stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the first thing we look for when we go into a new town or city.
Awesome. Well, that does not surprise me at all that your music tastes are kind of all over the road, because I hear all these different influences in your recordings. Mm-hmm. And this is another example of a time where this record was funded by your fans directly.
Right.
And this is one of these crowdfunding things that, did you do this on the last record too?
We did.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So you had success on Second Nature doing this, where you said, look, you know, and this is, you're certainly not the only artist to do this. The music industry has totally changed from the way it was, I guess, when you both started, you know, and even just 10, 15 years ago. You would, I don't know exactly how it worked, but you would, in essence, get someone to fund your album. You know, some kind of an investor would put up the money, the tens of thousands of dollars sometimes that it takes to make a record. But those investors don't seem to be doing that so much anymore. So a lot of artists are just going directly to their fans and saying, hey, help us out here. We need the money to get into the studio.
Basically, the crowdfunding, or we used Kickstarter for the last two recordings of ours. And it's a great tool. It's a lot of work. But it's basically people pre-ordering your CD is what it boils down to. I mean, it's just, you know, kind of good business. And it's not people just giving you money, although a lot of people just want to help and they give more than they expect back. We do give them rewards in the form of the music and other stuff like stickers, Simpatico stickers, and Song Farmer hats, things like that. But it's mostly just, you know, the camaraderie that we have with our audience all around the United States primarily, but even around the world, because so many there are folk DJs around the world that are playing our music as well. So it's a really neat family that we feel like we're a part of.
Yeah.
We found out that we're kind of big in New Zealand.
Really? Now, this is a common tale that not necessarily New Zealand, but I know that that Texas music is pretty big overseas, and I've said this many times on the show. Mm-hmm. But that does not surprise me at all. In fact, I've talked to many artists who have said that if they just have the word Texas in one of their songs, that it will often get a lot of downloads and interest from overseas, because people are just kind of enamored with Texas culture and music. Yeah. So you can't go wrong there.
We look forward to. We haven't done really very much touring outside the U.S., but we'd love to. And so hope to get to do that.
I think that would be a good move. I mean, I can't speak from personal experience, but it seems like a lot of the artists that I cover here on the show have pretty successful tours when they go overseas.
Well, you're so busy, Matt.
Well, it's true. There's no way I could do that.
You're in here plugging away.
And that is a very good point.
We all appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. And I was so glad to see that that you were able to do that successful crowdsourcing. And I know that, again, very time-consuming thing that that you had to kind of reboot a little bit, but you did make that happen the second time around on
the
crowdfunding, so that's what's important. Mm-hmm. And again, I know that you're going to find some of your regular supporters and friends and family and whatnot helping out, but then you discover the new fans and folks that that are just so you know, dedicated to being fans of your music or whatnot, that they're like, hey, I'm willing to put my money where my ears are and help you get this record produced. So that's so cool.
Thank you.
Well,
very grateful to our friends and fans. Yeah.
I have no doubt, and I know that you certainly give hats off to them in the liner notes in that new record. And that just the album just came out this month, right? A little bit earlier in September.
Well, we've had pre-release copies of it with us on this recent tour, and so we've been sharing it with friends and sending it home with them bit by bit. But it's officially released to the folk DJ community. So now the official release is October of this year. So
gotcha. Yeah, I wasn't entirely clear on that, so I wanted to clarify that, because I saw one place that said it released earlier in September, and then I know you've got the CD release show coming up this weekend that I certainly want to plug, and we can do that right now. You're doing that. That's this Saturday in Winnsboro, right?
Yeah, Saturday night, October 1st. Doors at 7:30. Very special guest, Kurt Bittner, will be making music with us that night, and he'll be doing an opening set as well. And
that's at the Winnsboro Center for the Arts?
Mm-hmm. Yes. 200 Market Street, and right there on the Bowery, right next to Monk's Oven, the pizzeria in our town. It's just a very vibrant town, all sorts of dining and shopping options. It's a great place to come spend the day, start out the day with our wonderful Winnsboro Farmers Market, and just come spend the day and spend the night. We've got lots of cool B&Bs in town. It's a really great day trip.
If you want to pitch a tent, come to our place.
There you go.
Right.
Apparently, there's camping ground there at the Spring Hollow Organic Farm. Oh, so
and we've got some new merch too. We'll have on our CD table this Saturday night, in addition to our music, which is the most important thing.
Better call for tickets though, because it's being close to sold out now, I think.
The advance tickets are very affordable. You can get those. I think it's $12. And then there are some reserved seats.
I think the reserved seats are all gone.
Are they all gone? Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So it'll be a fun night at the Arts Center.
The return to Winsboro Center for the Arts by Adler and Hearn, who have been out sharing their music with other folks out there, but they're happy to get back home and do this official CD release party. And for you younger listeners out there, CDs are these round things that music used to come on. I'm just joking around because, I mean, they're literally, I deal with all these younger folks here at the college. And
we're going to bring you 8 tracks of our old records next time we come.
You jest, but there is this whole retro thing going on right now with vinyl making a big resurgence.
Sure.
You know,
and we have vinyl for sale too.
I saw that on your Bandcamp
That's
site.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Exactly.
Well, and we do have digital downloads available at Bandcamp. Just look for Adler and Hearn at Bandcamp.com.
Yes,
all of our music is there.
Yes, it is. I was just looking through there yesterday, and yeah, you've got all kinds of stuff up there. You can go way back into the archives.
Old folks.
That's very cool. At Bandcamp, you can find a lot more about my guests, Adler and Hearn. Hey, let's play a cut from the new album. The new record is again called Simpatico. And I picked out a tune called Radioland. I guess I'm a little biased because I do tend to lean towards, I love songs that have radio in the title because it's just, you know, I'm biased. It's my favorite format. But I thought this was kind of a standout cut from the new record. This kind of seems to be a throwback to the heyday of people listening to music from the dashboard light, which not as many people do these days, unfortunately. But what can you tell me about Radioland?
Well, my friend Hal Greenwood and I wrote this song several years back, and it's about the good old days of Top 40 radio.
That is awesome. Yeah, lots of references to some bands, certainly not exclusively Texas groups that are talked about in this, but music fans from days of yore will definitely find some favorable memories here in this tune.
I was born in radio land, ears wide open and the dial in my hand. Anything the ether could whisper at my fingertips. I would hear Joni Mitchell sing, the clouds and taxis as guitar chords ring, and the murmur of electric kisses would brush with my lips. Come in, come in, come in to golly, Miss Molly.
Got your starts in more kind of Christian-oriented music, and I guess in the 70s, as you were referring to earlier, when you both got your starts in music, right?
Well, I would say we got our start in Christian music or in spiritual singing spiritual songs as children,
right.
So many people in the world do.
Sure.
Church involvement and school involvement, and of course, Lindy was in the Texas Boys Choir when he was a young
singer. Oh, wow.
Young
I did not realize that.
And was exposed to all the different genres of music through that amazing experience. And it was very natural for us to go in that direction because we were church kids who grew up to be folk singers, basically.
Okay, I got you.
In a nutshell, so.
So this is kind of a return to your roots, though. It's got to feel good to get back to what drew you to music originally, right? This, you know, being able to include songs like what we just heard.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. On all of our recordings, all of our Adler and Hearn recordings that we've done together as a duo have had at least a song that had a spiritual bent to it, I guess you'd say. This has always been a part of who we are and what we do in our concerts. Even, you know, when we're playing just a big, you know, like someplace like Eddie's Attic and outside of Atlanta where we had a live recording done there. I mean, in our general shows in the world, spiritual music is a part of who we are, and we were very comfortable doing a song like Do Justice, Love Mercy or something like that.
Yeah.
So we just made it more a part of this release. It's kind of neat having both of those genres, as you described it earlier, that really stylistically there's all different kinds of genres within each disc. Like that song you just played, based on the writings of Dr. Martin Luther King, has a real kind of a samba.
It does.
Brazilian kind of a vibe to it musically. We wanted it to have a more of a world music feel because it feels like a song that's really important for our time. As you said, the hard times in this world don't ever go away. And they're not just in our country. And so the world is on our heart. As musicians in the world, this is a really big part of what we do. What keeps us going is to lift people up through our music. It's not just to have a hit single on a country western station or something, yeah. Although that sounds like it would be really fun.
Well, sure.
I'm sure that our friends Miranda Lambert and Casey Musgraves would agree that it must be really fun. But, you know, just doing what we do in our small little way of, you know, playing a lot of living room concerts coast to coast. We do a lot of house concerts. We make our living a lot of the times in the living room. And, nice. You know, it's small time compared to what some people have, but this is how we're making our living. And so
that's a very common thing for most of the artists that I talk to do these house concerts. If folks out there haven't heard of this, it is pretty much what the name implies. It's where obviously you need a little bit of space in your living room to host some people and to host artists. But basically what you're doing is you're literally booking somebody like Adler and Hearn to come and play at your home. Mm-hmm. And then you can invite all of your friends and new friends and whatnot. And you might have them, you know, chip in a few bucks to help pay for the experience. Because Adler and Hearn have got to drive there. You know, gas is not free. It's nice and cheap these days, but
yeah, we've got a mortgage.
Yeah, and Adler and Hearn are making a living sharing their music with folks. So, so basically, a house concert is where you can literally book an artist to come and play in your home and talk about an intimate experience. That's such a cool thing to do. So it might not be playing for the masses, but you're really going to strike that intimate relation, if you will, with the listener who's just right there sitting in front of you, taking it all in. That's a cool thing.
One of the things we're hoping to do in this coming next couple of years is play more festivals than we have done. That's an opportunity to be heard by larger groups of people. So we're going to try to get more of a balance of those kinds of things happening for ourselves. But
That's great. Adler and Hearn are my guests here on KETR, and I know that you wanted to mention something about a review of the record that's in the County Line magazine. It's something that people around this area might see. That's kind of, I believe it's a free publication that people can just pick up,
it
right?
Is.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. You can pick it up just about anywhere around East Texas, and Tom Getty did a very fine review of our Simpatico CD.
Yeah, we appreciated the words that he had to say about the music and how it works together. And
cool. And that's something I've seen getting a lot of coverage of local music in that magazine. And when I've picked it up, it's
a great publication. And P.A. Getty, the publisher of that magazine, is the one who coined the term the Upper East Side of Texas, which
we use
everywhere we go and are touring all over the country. We talk about, people will always say, now, where are you from? We're in Texas. And we say, well, we like to call it the Upper East Side. And that always gets a nice laugh and it's a nice conversation starter. Then we tell them about this beautiful corner of our state that a lot of people don't know about with
its
rolling hills and lakes and towering pines. And
yeah, it really, that's where, you know, where we're located right now. It's kind of flat, there's some trees around, but it's nowhere near the woody area that we start to see as you go out more towards Winnsboro start to get into that piney woods area. And that's going to lead me into the song we're going to play here in a minute here. But before we listen to another song from the new Simpatico release, I know that this album is proudly made in Texas with some quality Texas performers.
Exactly.
You're back with Lloyd Maines again on this record, right?
Yeah, we produced this ourselves, but Lloyd played on 10 cuts.
Nice.
He played dobro and pedal steel and slide and electric guitar and bass.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And Glenn Fukunaga came in, and Glenn is on to drop another name. Glenn is on the world tour right now, the Dixie Chicks, and he was home in Austin for a few days and made time to come over and put some really tasty upright bass parts on this new record for us. And then Pat Mansky, who is our engineer, the recording engineer and mastering engineer, who has just such golden ears too, and a wonderful, tasty percussionist, and he put a few nice beats down for us. This is not an overly produced record in terms of lots of musicians being on board with us, like we have been known to do on some of our recordings. Lloyd had really encouraged us to do a more bare bones project, just, you know, with our voices and Lindy's wonderful guitar playing, and that's pretty much what we did on Simpatico.
Nice. Well, I know Lloyd and Glenn are both highly sought after, backup artists and producers and the like. In fact, both of them are on that latest Terry Hendrix release. So I know that these are people that are being tapped for all kinds of recordings by Texas artists, and they're sounding really good on this new record here. The Piney Woods, I was referring to earlier, is where you call home, and there's a great cut at the start of this new album on disc one that's called The Piney Woods Are Singing Our Song. And this is kind of a way that tells your own tale, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It does. It talks about where we live, and it talks about the floods that we've had, and
oh yeah,
it doesn't really talk specifically about the floods, but it starts out with rain,
yeah,
okay,
with the tip tapping of rain on the roof, and it kind of alludes to our lives and just little snippets. It's just a little collagey kind of song.
Very nice. Any time you've got a song that that sort of is so personal like this, and this is one that you two co-wrote together, it's great thing to hear, if you ask me, because so many songs are just kind of about nothing. But here's a song that's actually about something.
'Cause the sun still shines when the rain stops coming down. We're still here and the world's still turning around. Sunlight falling on the ground through the sweet gums and pines. See the glimmers on the water, how they shimmer and shine. Those two rusty old metal chairs by the old rock pond. We'll find some comfort there when the day is done. The piney woods are singing our song. The piney woods are singing our song. Oh, hard times will come again, but love will never end. Singing our song.
While we've still got a little bit of time, I wanted to remind listeners that some folks might remember that you two were responsible for opening Crossroads Coffee House and Music Company in Winnsboro back in, I think it was 2005.
Yeah, it's kind of I guess you'd say it's on the back burner right now.
Gotcha.
But the entity still exists, and our dear friend Gus Gustafson has it, and he has done a wonderful job of keeping the live music going in East Texas,
yes,
too, through that series. He's busy right now being our Main Street director in Winnsboro.
Right.
Yeah. And the music's still happening in Winnsboro, of course, moved basically under the umbrella of the Winnsboro Center for the Arts, which is just such a treasure to our community. That's where we'll be performing this Saturday night.
That's cool.
That 2005, that was a long time
ago.
It
really was.
There's been a lot of water under the bridge, and we're so grateful to have been a part of Winnsboro all these years. And
Gus is a great guy, too. He comes over and visits at the Songwriter Showcase here, and he sends me his music.
Yeah, and he's got a new project out, too.
Yeah, I've
it's
got his
really
new record.
Tasty.
It's
great.
I've, in fact, I heard some of the cuts from that performed at the Songwriter Showcase before he even dropped that new album, so it's really cool. We're just surrounded by talent around here, and people.
He just might be popping in to play on a song or two with us on Saturday night.
Hey.
Yeah, he and Lindy play together sometimes. They call themselves the Pine Tones.
Oh, that's right. I've forgotten about that.
That's
they got a duo going.
Some people would like to call us the Pine Nuts, but we're
That's cool. That is very cool. Well, again, time is limited, but I wanted to spend a couple of minutes here to talk about how KETR is in our 41st year of service to Northeast Texas now, and listener support continues to become more vital to the station as the fundraising requirements keep rising. So while I've got Adler and Hearn here, honestly, why should anyone even care about having a public radio station in their area? I mean, according to some people I've talked to out there, all radio stations are alike, aren't they?
Oh, heavens no.
Whenever we drive into a new town or city, we always look for the NPR station because that's what we love. We love all the programs that come over. We love all the music.
It feels
and
like home.
We also call them up and say, hey, how about doing an interview with us?
Yeah.
How about playing our new CD? But most of them have our new CDs. So.
Well, you were talking earlier about music, the folk genre, and having a place in the world. And the National Public Radio family has given a home to folk music. I mean, there are folk programmers in all the NPR stations around the country doing great jobs, maybe not as great as you. Not as thorough a job as you. But no, they all do great. They all have their own personalities and things that they're known for. And we love coming into the studio live and talking and playing music live and enjoying hearing the DJ spin our new stuff, to use old terminology.
Yeah.
But you do have an unusual show. There's no notably Maine or notably New York. Right. Only note will be Texans. So. Right.
It's true. Well, thank you for the compliments on that. And, you know, it is sad to me that acts like Adler and Hearn just don't get played on most commercial radio stations out there. So, honestly, for you, the listener, to discover folks like Adler and Hearn, you've got to keep your local public radio station running. And the way you do that is to support it directly with your dollars. I know that's hard to hear because people don't like to part with their dollars, you know, but this is a service that you utilize out there. We don't send you a bill, so it's the honor system. So you got to sort of send in what you can when you can.
Well said, Ren.
Tell me in the couple of minutes that we've got left about these upcoming shows.
Saturday night at Winsboro Center for the Arts, 200 Market Street in beautiful downtown Winsboro. 7:30, we'll be starting the show with Kurt Bittner kicking it off, and he'll be playing with us throughout the night. We'll do two nice sets and a nice break in between to visit and hang out. There are always nice refreshments and things at the Art Center. Wonderful band, merry band of volunteers always at the Art Center there to greet you.
And we will have some special guests that night.
We'll have some special guests.
And folks may have caught Kurt with Hannah Kirby around the area
lately, too.
So. Yes, yes. And Hannah did a show at our Art Center earlier this year, and it was just such a beautiful evening of music.
Cool.
And she's such a neat friend.
She is.
That we're just getting to know. So there's that gig Saturday night, October 1st. And then the following Friday at noon, which is an entirely different kind of thing because it's not really a listening room concert, but we'll be playing outdoors at a festive event for the Wood County Electric Cooperative at the beautiful open air covered is kind of a Chautauqua auditorium there in downtown Quitman, right across the street from the Wood County Electric Cooperative offices. And it's their annual meeting. We've never had the privilege of being a part of this before, but we'll be providing the entertainment from about noon until 2. You just come in and there are going to be all sorts of free drawings and free stuff just for showing up. And
cool.
It'll be, yeah.
And you can
fun
buy
time.
Our new CD there, too.
Hey, yeah, there
we'll
you go.
We'll have the CDs there, too. Yeah.
There you go. So that is an easy...
Autumn Trails is coming up also in Winsboro. All the month of October, every weekend, exciting things happening. And every third Monday through November, there's a third Monday night live event with wining and dining and live music on the street, and also the wine and art and wine festival happening on November 11 and 12 right downtown Winsboro. Just lots of exciting things always happening in our beautiful community.
Wonderful. Well, opportunities to get out and catch my guests today, and chances to get over to Winsboro and check out a beautiful town there. If you haven't been there, you should do that. Adler and Hearn, I cannot thank you enough for dedicating this whole hour here. I know it's a big part of your day, but thanks a lot for coming in. We're out of time, but I appreciate you so much.
Oh, thanks for having us back.
The Bowery was on Market Street, 13 saloons and more. Wild cards, roulette, and spirits behind each swinging door. Down on the Bowery.